From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
And welcome to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again. ConfusedRoom.com is the website if you want to see any of our designs, get design ideas, or, hey, get a room redesigned for free.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Every single week, we pick three different people to have their room redone here on the show. You just send us a snapshot of your room and tell us what you like, and then we will go through and we will give you a redesign, a digital 3D redesign.
Digital reimagine of your room.
Reimagine!
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I should say that instead of redesign, reimagine. Mm-hmm. It's like Imagine Dragons.
Something kind of like that.
Is it dragons or dragons? Because I said dragons when I was a kid.
It's dragon, and it's also wagon, which I know you say wagon.
Wagon! I took a wagon to get my dragon. And I said it with this kind of a southern accent.
And that's
I was incorporating
really wrong.
Northern and South together.
It's drag.
Which is essentially our daughter.
Yeah, pretty much. She swings from don't you know to y'all real fast.
She does. It's really, don't you know y'all? It's people are like, what's, y'all, I'd like a Coke. You know, it's,
right.
That's how she talks. It's
She's a mess.
She's great. Today's episode, our creative juice is from West Winery in Missouri. This is a fun dessert wine we have going on here. I looked at it. It's called Whisper. I'm like, that's kind of a creepy looking logo there.
And we're kind of, you know, naturally predisposed to like creepy things.
Yeah. So, there you go.
That's the one we picked.
Thank you guys at West in Macon, Missouri for being our creative juice this evening. If you're watching us on Facebook, leave your comments and your thoughts. We do this live every single Thursday. We tape our episodes on Facebook. So join us there as well. So let's look at our room that we're going to be doing here on today's episode. This is the before that was sent into us. And my only question, actually I have a lot of questions, but my main question, I guess, to you with rooms like this is what the hell were people thinking with that color of wood?
I mean, the golden oak explosion?
Why was that a thing? Why was that like golden oak everywhere? What was, I mean, I know trends come and go,
yeah,
but why? Why?
I don't know. I'll put it in the same category as to why everybody thought avocado was a good idea in the 70s. It's just what somebody had, and it's like, oh, yeah. I guess that's what we're supposed to do now, so let's all do that.
It's the generation, though, that because I remember my parents saying, oh, avocado, horrible.
But they had
and
that.
Burnt orange, oh, you know, horrible. But golden oak, lovely.
And you know what? That's one of those things that mm-hmm. I think builders just started doing.
And it was like,
just
it's there.
Caught on. Yeah. And it became like the newer way, the new wood, like the new coke.
What was it replacing? I mean, what sort of wood was it getting rid of?
Well, everything in, you know, the 70s and before that, mm-hmm. wood, well, except for like the 60s and 50s, but in the 70s was a swing towards really dark wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they wanted to lighten and brighten, but still have the wood tone. Mm-hmm. So then golden oak was born in the late, you know, mid to late 80s, early 90s, and it has been everywhere. And I still see it put in new homes, and
yeah.
I'm like, why? Why do that? Everybody wants to cover it up right now.
Tell them that it's beautiful wood. Why? Why do you put wood in that way?
Do you
like living this way?
No.
I like decorating this way. Somewhat.
So there's a number of ways to get rid of that.
Yes,
and
it's called dynamite.
No. The good thing about golden oak, believe it or not, there's a good thing. It's a light enough tone that you can either paint it without it being extremely difficult to cover, but also you can stain it darker and make it more of a classic wood tone that's timeless mm-hmm. fairly easily.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't go so much, you know, without a lot of sanding and prep work, go dark to light, but you can go mm-hmm. light to dark. And sometimes that's the way to go.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it would be a lot of sanding to get that gone. Yeah. And your best bet, I think, with a lot of designs these days is doing paint, which I think, I know I did. Did you do paint on yours?
I did paint, okay. But I will say if you do want to, you know, stain it darker, gel stain's the way to go with a light sanding, not like a heavy duty get the finish off of there, but just a light sanding. You can get gel stain to go over it, and it may take two or three coats, but you can achieve a darker tone without the headache of complete refinish.
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of these built-ins that are the golden oak, reusing it some way is good. Because they're built nicely. A lot of these are really solidly built.
Well, they're oak.
Yes.
So that's a big plus.
So what I hate to see, and this is where I was stumbling up there and all these thoughts were coming out of my mouth at once and it just sounded kind of like
blah.
I was regurgitating chicken McNuggets. It was just that. I hate the home shows where it's golden oak and then immediately the sledgehammer comes out. It's like, this can be, you can do more with this.
You can.
This doesn't mean it's an instant death sentence for it.
And the good thing about golden oak is most of the time that is actually white oak.
Yeah.
White oak doesn't take on a red tone when you try and stain it a different color.
Yeah.
So it's easier to work with. So yeah. I would first always try and work with it.
Paulette said chalk paint is nice. No sanding. Am I right? Question mark.
Oh, yeah. You are totally right. Because I did a whole kitchen in our last house that was golden oak. It was actually a little bit darker than golden oak. I'll say that. But it was still an oak explosion of a kitchen. And it was all uppers and lowers. And I did it with a linen colored chalk paint and did the glaze wax and everything. Loved how it turned out. After we did it, about 6 months later, we moved. Getting ready to paint another kitchen. But I highly recommend doing that. I just say when you do chalk paint anything, clear coat it with more than the wax.
Yeah.
In fact, I would clear coat it with a polyacrylic or polyurethane, depending on what, you know, your application is, before you do your glazing, because it will hold up a lot better.
So, okay. Good tips there. Let's jump into one of the redesigns. You want me to jump first?
Or do
you want
to jump first? Either one's
okay,
fine.
Okay, I'll jump first. All right, here we go. On this redesign, what I did here, I completely refreshed the gold, the golden old wood look in the bookcases and fireplace with kind of a nice coat of white paint. Changed the rock on the fireplace to more of an exposed-faced red chimney brick style. Added some Art Deco-style globe sconces next to the TV that I mounted above the mantel. Then I accented the walls with a rich coastal blue color. Darker shade of blue for the new carpet, and went with two matching white couches, big fluffy pillows on them just to plop down on in the room, along with a big padded ottoman instead of the coffee table for a little bit more functionality. Then I accented the couch area with this kind of retro-ish looking light tree. I think that's what you would call it.
It's a floor lamp, but it looks like a light tree. Yeah.
It's a light tree is what I call it. Accented it with some side tables and oversized vases, and I have some cattails in there. And I'll be honest, the cattails were what was on the little piece of art that I put in there for the vases. But I wanted to talk about that.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about if you could incorporate things from your life that were happy times. And this very much varies for everyone. I don't want to just say, you know, blanket childhood. Or teen years or high school or whatever, college years, because everybody has kind of different places and times that were like their happy times. But if you could incorporate something from a place in your life where it was like, that was a really good span of years there. And there was, you know, there's visuals associated with that. Things you look back on and go, you know, what would you incorporate into like a room design? I'll let you think about that for a second.
Okay.
And that's where my cattails came from.
Okay.
Because I'm like, and I liked this really, the straight lines that I used in the room. I mean, it's just kind of, there's a lot of just straight up and down squares. It's just, it all kind of feels good together. A nice little wooden ladder there to hang blankets on and such. I think kind of adds a nice little pop of color to the blue wall. A lot of the blues and the whites playing off each other with some blacks in there. But I added the cattails because I love just, you know, they're straight. They just, you put a few in there and they really kind of just play with the rest of the room. But cattails to me, when I was a kid, I used to love going and walking down by the creek. Or in winter, we would actually walk on the creek because it freezes in Wisconsin. And you'd have frozen cattails everywhere. And they were just neat because it was like the one thing of like nature that's still like kind of exposed. And you could go walk over and grab one, and then you could actually rip them up, and the cotton or goes whatever is in a cattail is kind of cottony. Uh-huh. Is it technically cotton? I don't think it is. But
I don't think it's cotton, but it's a cottony type substance.
It goes flying everywhere. Yeah, right. But it was a happy kind of fun thing. Every time I see cattails, I think of those memories.
Okay.
And they're happy things for me. And I think it's really important when people decor a room and really make it theirs and think of comfy, relaxing, that they incorporate not just things that they found on Wayfair or things that they found at the craft store, things that they actually, you know, have some meaning. It doesn't have to be the originals.
Sure.
But, I mean, it could be something that's found at Wayfair that reminds you of it. But I think it's important to find those pieces that are not just, you know, abject objects that fill a space.
Okay.
And I think that's just, it really kind of, once you get into the room, it makes it yours.
Makes it home.
Makes it home, yeah.
Yeah.
You, any answers to that question?
I have a couple, because some of my best memories, and I'm looking at one of them right now, when I was a little girl growing up in East Texas, you know, we had pine trees that would drop giant pine cones. And that was something I always liked to go out and get the pine cones. But I'm also thinking of where I lived, there was a lot of cotton fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember driving through, and it was the closest thing to looking like snow on plants that you would find in East Texas, because we rarely ever got any snow that you could, you know, see stick to the ground.
Sure.
And I just remember driving by some of these fields and seeing the little cotton balls on there and thinking, oh, you know, it almost, I imagined, looked like what snow would look like. And it wasn't until we moved to Kansas I really saw a good snow. But I have cotton stems incorporated into my decor because of those memories. And, you know, anytime I see a cotton field now, it still kind of brings a smile to my face because I know that's a memory I have. That's one of my earliest memories of seeing that. But I think, you know, I've used that in a couple of different places, but I love pine cones too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the pine trees in East Texas caused me horrible allergy problems, but I still love them.
And that's the thing. I mean, incorporating objects that aren't going to make you die in your
home.
That's important. But finding the faux version, you know, sometimes is what can really make it, you know, make it all go together. Houston asks, Jenny, do you go by feeling the energy when thinking of how to change a room?
I do, because I think you are going to have an energy in a room whether or not you can make an imprint on it. I try and work with it. So like darker rooms, I try and work with that, you know, more relaxing. Brighter rooms, obviously, I don't try and make them super dark and kind of cozy. They're already light and bright and kind of an airy feel. So I play on that.
There you go.
Is that a good answer?
I think it's a good answer.
Okay.
Stacy says, my daughter wanted to save a cattail, and I put it in my bag and forgot about it. The thing turned to fluff and exploded all over the inside of the bag. I've had that happen with Kleenex, you know, or tissue.
Oh, God. Do we even want to talk about your Kleenex
problem? Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have a Kleenex problem.
You do?
I really do. I've had allergies my entire life, so, like, I've always had to have tissue. I know, because Kleenex is the brand name, but we was just... Did you refer to it as Kleenex as a kid, or is that a northern thing or a my family
thing?
No,
I always called it Kleenex, just like any bandage was a Band-Aid.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was a regional or a family
thing. No, I think it's just a thing.
But I'd always have them in my pockets at all times. So when it goes to the wash, yes, it gets, you know, fluffy and horrible, and then you have to, like, pick little pieces out. But I also would have that same sort of feeling, and I still do sometimes when I get a winter coat out. If the coat has the tissues in there from the previous year.
Last year's crud.
It's like, oh, look, there's tickets here for, I can barely read this.
And
a tissue, which is probably, you know, it probably actually would be more effective to take whatever enzymes and germs had been growing on that tissue, turning it into a liquid, and then vaccinating yourself. It would be more effective
than the flu shot
this year. Where did you find this specimen? It's curing everyone of the flu. It was in Tony's closet. It was in his jacket
pocket.
It's
like the amber on Jurassic Park. There's exactly. All kinds of shit solidified in that.
It's a jacket, a radio station jacket he found from 1998. I had one recently. I opened up, and it was from about 2003.
I could talk for days about your Kleenex problem, really? But I'm not going to.
You want to talk about your space?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's move on to your...
Did you say you want to talk about your problem?
Do you have a problem, Jenny? Would you
no,
like us to talk about a problem?
Of course not.
I'm listening. I'll just sit back here and...
No, I... Go ahead. No, let's look at my space.
Okay, let's move over to Jenny's space. And ready for the video? Here you go.
Okay, so with my space, I chose to add the color on the built-ins and go light and bright on the walls. And the furniture is a light and airy kind of feel. It's slip-covered, pop of color in the rugs and on the front door, the inside. I like to add fun artwork, and I always like to do an accent wall if there's one that makes sense. But the reason I really liked the dark cabinetry on this is because it, for one, covered up the golden oak, but two, I thought it was an interesting way to add color to a room other than going on the walls, which is completely expected.
I agree. Stacy here says she loves your bulldog, by the way.
I found that and I thought that was the coolest thing, and I love bulldogs. Your cousin has a bulldog and he was the cutest thing. He just curled up under the Christmas tree and went to sleep.
He did. Bulldogs are fun little animals.
They're awesome. If I had one, I would name him Archie. They just all look like they should be named Archie.
Mm-hmm. I really do like the design of your room. I like how it's you know... It just, everything kind of flows together. I get my rooms done, and then, because we do these separately. We don't sit there in the same room.
And we don't look at them. The only thing we do is you or I draw the outline of the room, and we save it. So it saves the other one the time of having to figure out the parameters.
And then we're on the same playing field, too.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I interpreted the room to have 10 extra feet over here, and I added all of this. You are completely... So we're on the same, layout, exactly.
Sure.
And then we kind of go from there. I really like your incorporation and the idea of essentially faux windows.
Well, and, you know, the thing with this room, from what we could tell from the photo, is there weren't windows.
Mm-hmm.
And... Obviously, you can add windows if it's not an interior wall, if it's an exterior wall. But I thought this automatically adds some architectural interest. But also, the glass has a natural reflective,
mm-hmm.
Ability. So it kind of, shoots light back into the room. And you can find neat old windows anywhere. And I just love them. In fact, my cotton balls that you just showed everybody mm-hmm. are hanging on an old window. So that's one of those things that I feel like can go into any room. Doesn't matter the style.
It really is. I really love the idea. Is there a way behind those windows? Would you do any sort of lighting or just leave them as is?
You can do lighting. They have really, really thin.
Would it be chintzy, though?
Well, if you hit it well, it would mm-hmm. be okay. But I think, it'd be a little kind of 1980s if you overdid it.
Okay.
I think maybe if you fogged them, it would be a little bit better. But other than that, you're going to see the lighting.
Dave says, nice chandelier. Paulette says, I like the placement of the couch as well, facing the fireplace. Cozy!
Yeah, I
with
thought
so. An emoji with heart eyes.
Oh, thank you. And I hung the chandelier over the coffee table so nobody runs into it. I like mm-hmm. a chandelier in a living room, but the problem is everybody's going to run into it if it's not over an item that doesn't move.
It needs its space mm-hmm. for it to function right. Same thing with like bathroom chandeliers and stuff like that. They need to kind of be placed correctly for it to
They move. Have to be nice and high because you're all over the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is.
I completely agree. Hey, if you want us to do this to one of your spaces, send us your picture. Go to confusedroom.com. And right there, you're going to be prompted probably a couple times saying, hey, please send us your picture. But even easier, just click on the button that says to do that. Send it into us. Or you can even send it through our Facebook page, the Confused Room Facebook page. And tell us a little bit about what you like, what sort of style. And to get super detailed, just a little, a couple sentences. And we may end up using your space on another episode of the program. We love to take these rooms and give them some new life. And there you go. You get like a completely free room reimagined.
room reimagined two ways, you know?
Two ways, yes. So there you go. Please do that. Check it out and send it into us. ConfusedRoom.com is the website to send that into. That wraps up this episode of Confused Room. Thank you guys for watching. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Facebook, stay there. If you're listening to the podcast, tune in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Monday through Wednesday, new episodes of Confused Room on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you name it, wherever you download podcasts, we are there. And you can hear us talking about a new space every single day now. Like that?
Every single Monday through Wednesday.
Send us, yeah, every single. That's all the days of the week there are. I sleep the other ones. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hibernation.
You dig out of tissues from there.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So anyway, subscribe and send us your room. We'd love to talk about it in the next episode of Confused Room. Thanks for watching, everybody.